Welcome back to the Middle of the Day Show. Mark Rogers with you here at Hedenburg Toyota, I-40 and Sooner Road in Midwest City. Cleaning up some business from the last phone call. Not that big of a game for Aaron Hernandez against OU. No touchdowns, 5 catches, 57 yards in the 2008 season national championship game. But, man, that team had some receiving prowess and cornerback prowess. Corners on that team was Janoris Jenkins and Joe Hayden. I mean, they've gone on to success in the NFL. Wide receivers, Percy Harvin, Lewis Murphy, David Nelson, tight end Aaron Hernandez. Lewis Murphy and David Nelson both caught touchdown passes in that game from the one and only Tim Tebow. Let's go to Las Vegas, where my man Todd Furman is standing by from DonBestSports.com. Todd, how are you?
I am doing well. I can categorically say, Mark, that I'm doing much better than Aaron Hernandez. And let's just say, when the NFL takes center stage during the summer, this isn't the kind of story we anticipate.
Well, set me a line on him being charged for another murder. I mean, this guy has been busy.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to jail for one term, you may as well try and keep yourself entertained and get booked for a double homicide back in 2012 at all. The fact that they made him do the perp walk yesterday and went through the whole process, people were saying that it may be a little premature. I'm going to make him about a minus 10,000 favorite, that he spends some quality time behind bars at this juncture.
I agree. I don't have 10,000 to lay, but, yeah, that's a safe bet, I think. All right, hey, we've had some college football over and unders released.
That we have. The two schools near and dear to most of the sports animal listeners. Oklahoma, through one of the offshore shops, listed at 9.5. Under minus 210. Now, the caveat I will say on these totals with heavy juice, for those folks a little more familiar with the wagering line, 9.5 under minus 210, much more indicative of a 9 for a total rather than a true 9.5. And Oklahoma State opened at 10.5 with heavy juice on the under at minus 230. I think you'll see OSU open in that 9.5, 10 at the absolute max when the rest of the totals open up here in Vegas.
Well, and the reason behind that is if you set the number on a half, then you're going to have winners and losers, rather if you set the number where it could land on it, then the money has to go back from the house.
Exactly, and especially this far out, the books that are releasing these numbers offshore, using them as much as a marketing ploy compared to anything else. You talk about the low limits that they're able to accept at this juncture. Most of the professionals aren't going to tip their hands when you talk about betting into numbers until the market completely matures and you have a number of shops opening. What was curious, though, the same offshore shop opened Oklahoma State at plus 270 to win the Big 12, making them the favorite ahead of Texas, TCU, and OU this year.
I got that. I really do. I think TCU is a pretty good pick because they had the best defense in the league last season. Kansas State was close, but I think TCU's was the best. And they were just horrendous at quarterback. And if Casey Paulcall comes back and plays well, then I don't know. I mean, they got a lot of defensive personnel back, a really good coach.
I'm big on TCU, that's for sure, and I think there is some value when you see them only listed as the third favorite to win the conference. The big concern with the Horned Frogs, you go through that schedule, it's not exactly the easiest road to try and navigate through when you're talking about competing not only for a conference title but a national championship. I think a lot will be determined right there in that opening week for TCU, taking on LSU. If they can win that game and use it as a springboard, you're talking about a team who's going to be a tough out throughout the course of the season. But their road trip's not exactly easy when you talk about going on the road to OU, going on the road to OSU, instead of getting those two teams in their own building down in Fort Worth.
See, to me, now hear me out on this. You're the expert, but if they lose that game, it takes a little bit of the pressure off them in the conference race, I think. Because if they win it, then they're going to be the darlings of the media nationally, and then that means every game in the Big 12 they're going to have to get up for because, you know, they're the team that knocked off LSU at the beginning of the season.
I think it does, but the one question you have to ask yourself, too, is it's going to hinge on Gary Patterson being able to rally the troops. I mean, TCU being talked about in many circles as a potential national title dark horse if they get through LSU. Will this team be able to get up off the deck if they were to lose on August 31st to LSU? Yes, their game the next week against Southeast Louisiana is a layup, but then a little bit of a tricky test on short rest going to Texas Tech for a national TV game. If the Red Raiders are able to get things going under Cliff Kingsbury and you start the season potentially 1-2 with your only win coming against Southeast Louisiana, things can go real south in an absolute hurry.
Yeah, all right. Now help me with this because I'm very perplexed. I don't mind OSU as the pick to win the Big 12. I mean, I think that's a decent enough pick. their non-conference schedule is manageable, I mean, because they have to play SEC team in a neutral site, but OSU's a 10-point favorite in that game. I would take under 10.5 for the Cowboys, but does that mean that the Big 12 winner is going to have two losses this year?
Well, when you're looking at under 10.5, I think it's important to note, Mark, that you have to look at laying the price.
Sure, sure, I got you.
So much of that is determined there. I mean, I look at Oklahoma State. I think they're a 9 or 10-win football team with the potential to surprise. But you take a look at their schedule and see that they're going to be favored in just about every game outside of the Saturday, November 16th trip down to Austin to take on Texas. But if there's one thing we've come to count on from Mack Brown the last handful of years, Texas will have eliminated themselves from anything of national relevance by that point, and Oklahoma State may be the one team entering that with something to play for. If you look at their early season schedule, I don't see them losing to Mississippi State on a neutral. I mean, road trips to West Virginia and at UTSA, I don't think are potential landmines. I think their first real test comes at home Saturday, October 19th against TCU, and then we'll know a lot more about where this team is headed. It wouldn't shock me in the least if they do finish 10-2, so there would be a slight lean towards under 10.5, but I definitely wouldn't lay the 230 that I need to get there.
All right, I'm laying whatever 30 that Texas is going to go under 10.5. How much do I need to lay that?
The Longhorns number is probably one of the more what I would call ridiculous prices out there. I just don't see the love affair for this team. I know once again, and listening to Phil Steele talk at great lengths about where he thinks the Longhorns will be with some of their recruiting and the fact that they have two good quarterbacks, I would contend that the fact that they don't have one true starting quarterback means that they don't have anybody that you can really hang your hat on when it comes to winning marquee games. And you look at Texas right now, their total is actually only 9.5. You'd have to
it's only 9.5.
Only 9.5, but over -165. I mean, for my money, I think there's a little bit of value taking the quarter, putting that in your back pocket. They feel like a 9-3 team at best. I'd be shocked if they got the double-digit wins without a bowl game.
Well, their non-conference schedule's tough. I mean, Big 12 is balanced. I mean, they got to play at BYU and Ole Miss. That's not easy.
Definitely going to have some potential landmines there. That BYU game is awfully intriguing. It's never easy to go up to Provo early in the season as part of your non-conference schedule. One of the more electric non-BCS atmospheres you're going to find. And the fact that they have to play those teams in back-to-back weeks. You're talking about an Ole Miss team who was embarrassed last year in Oxford. I still think the jury is out on Ole Miss. Was a little surprised to see their win total at 8. But you can't argue with the way Hugh Freeze has recruited. And he's got people believing down there that this team can not only, you know, go 8-4, but potentially be a dark horse and a real thorn in Alabama's side. I think they're probably, the hype is about 1 or 2 years too early down there in the Grove.
No way Texas could score against BYU. And the Texas defense might just be what the BYU offense needs to get into double digits. I mean,
well, I think that's the big question is, what will BYU have under center in terms of their offense? We saw late in the year they had a rash of quarterback injuries and a team that really couldn't move the football consistently. If they find a way to get things going, this will be a real tough out. You look at BYU's win total, under 8.5. That assumes that Texas will go in there and be able to beat them. I think the Cougars are going to have revenge on their mind from a game played. I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago.
Two.
And that'll be a real tricky spot and one of those sneaky under-the-radar games on national TV the second Saturday of the season.
All right, let's talk about OU. You said their total is 9.5. Where's the lay on the over or the under?
Heavy lay on the under at -210 at this point. So there's not a whole lot of confidence that OU ends up with double-digit wins this particular season.
Three losses. I would say the under is probably the right play there. I mean, I like Bob Stoops in this role. I think that he's much more comfortable in a season where there's not high expectations, and that's the way I think he motivates his team the best. But at Notre Dame, K-State on the road, OSU on the road, there's a better chance to me that it ends up 9-3 than it would 10-2.
Yeah, you look at the way the schedule sets up. I think the real gauntlet will come late in the season when you talk about three road games in the final 4 weeks, or I should say a little bit longer since there is that bye week thrown in before Oklahoma State. But the road trip to Baylor on a weeknight doesn't exactly look to be real easy, especially if Oklahoma has some problems matching Baylor player for player. The Bears getting a ton of national attention. A lot of the major publications have them as a top 25 teams, calling this Art Briles' best defense, but that exactly doesn't exactly say a whole lot. You look at Oklahoma's schedule, though, I think the swing game for them will be that Saturday, September 28th trip to South Bend with revenge on their mind. If they were to lose to Notre Dame in that spot, I think that could possibly lead to subsequent losses against you know, either TCU or Texas, and then that back half of the schedule seems absolutely loaded. I think Oklahoma's not even a 9-3 team, to be honest. They'd have to surprise to get there. I think they're more of an 8-4 type team this season.
All right, here's a team I really, really, really like the under on. A&M.
Texas A&M right now, you're looking at A&M at a 9.5 with heavy juice to the over. I think that all these distractions with Johnny Manziel have to be definite cause for concerns. Anytime a player says that he really wants to get out of a particular environment and the fact that he's living in a fishbowl, they lose to Alabama, which I expect they will, on Saturday, September 14th. They're going to be real hard-pressed to try and get to that total. You talk about road dates and back-to-back settings against Arkansas and Ole Miss. The one thing that does work out real well for them, Mark, from Saturday, October 19th to Saturday, November 9th, they play four straight home games, including including a non-conference game against UTEP. That makes things a little bit easier, but I do see a loss at LSU, so at best a 10-2 finish. I'll gladly look to go A&M under 9.5, getting 40 cents in my back pocket on the open.
Yeah, I mean, I even think if they do lose that, you know, going to Missouri could be difficult. I thought they got some breaks with the schedule in the SEC a year ago. So I think that, to me, that's a sure under. And I get money with on the return of that. So, okay, Alabama over and under is at 11.5 with heavy juice to the under because you're basically saying they have to go undefeated. I mean, I know that they've been a beast, but I'll take the national champion having maybe a little bit of, you know, malaise at some point in the season to lose a game. I would take the under of 11.5 against Bama.
You know what? It's real tricky to try and make a strong case to go under 11.5 only because the price is so prohibitive. I mean, I have Alabama by my numbers at all accounts 11-1, but you're talking about essentially a coin flip game somewhere on their schedule, and you're getting 70 cents in your back pocket to go over 11.5. I think when you look at their win total, though, rather than betting them over 11.5 at plus 170, the value play, if you think Alabama runs the table, is to take them to win the national championship at plus $3. They'll open up most likely at least a touchdown favor if they were to get to that game, potentially against a Ohio State or a Oregon at this point. But you look at the course of the SEC, and while they won't be a favorite of less than 6 points all season long, there has always been that one potential landmine for them, whether it's LSU, whether it is that game against Texas A&M, or potentially a game against Ole Miss, although they'll be about a 17-point favorite when the Rebels come calling.
Any other teams off the top of your head that you really like one way or the other on their total?
The number that, you know, I'll wait for to open up here in town, Arizona State at over 9.5, where Five Dimes released them at plus 220, is a little bit steep. I think the Sun Devils can be a team that will surprise a lot of people in the Pac-12. So if I can get an 8.5, I'd much rather lay 30 cents, go over 8.5, then go over 9.5 and look for the price to put in my back pocket. I think Baylor, another intriguing team, but really believe the 7.5 we're seeing with heavy juice will open up 8 here in town. Interested to see where Boise State opens up. At 10.5, under minus $2, a little bit steep. But even at under 10, I don't think this is going to be Coach Peterson's best team that he's had there. I really see a loss in their opener against Washington, and then you're only looking for one other loss somewhere on the Mountain West schedule. It wouldn't surprise me against the Utah State, Fresno State, or somewhere else as they go through the newly revamped conference schedule.
How hot is it today in Vegas?
It is supposed to get up to 110 today. We should see temperatures approaching 117, 118 over the weekend. So even by our standards here in the desert, that's a little bit unseasonably warm.
I couldn't even lay out at 117. No way.
You could try and grab a rack, yourself a handful of frosty adult beverages and keep yourself mildly entertained in the sun. But I will say it is entertaining for a lot of people on the Strip because they issue intense heat advisories and say it creates unsafe conditions. You'll see plenty of people out there lathering themselves up with the baby oil, trying to get a nice dark tan in desert lake conditions.
Do they issue intense heat advisories at some of the clubs?
They do, but you know, I spoke to some of the organizers of the Electric Daisy Carnival last week, and they were a little disappointed you didn't show up. They were hoping to have that star power showcased amongst a lot of the 19 and 20-year-olds that were attendance for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not big in that demographic. Todd, just literally, not... Never mind. We'll talk to you again next week.
It is always a pleasure, Mark. Have a great week.
Todd Furman, Todd's Take, blog on the World Wide Web, also at DonBestSports.com. Hour number one, middle of the day show in the books. Hour number two coming up. Straight ahead. Stay tuned.